Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to another episode. Sorry, it's a weird way of saying episode. Welcome to another episode. No, I always say welcome. In this week's show, we are looking at how being bloated and exhausted is common, but not normal. Yep. Just because everybody's bloated, because everyone's doing it, doesn't mean it's normal. So we're going to be diving into what's really going on when it comes to bloating and that specific symptom, why it can be impacting your digestion and why it can be impacting your energy. And we dive into three specific areas on that. So a bit of thyroid, a bit in terms of mental health, and also looking a little bit more at your actual energy production, your ATP production with your mitochondria in your cells. So this episode, I actually really want to show you the kind of holistic and branch-like way that our bodies work. We are very much educated and taught that our bodies kind of work in boxes. You have, you know, if you go and see a specialist, they'll be a specialist in skin, and then you have to go and see someone else to be a specialist in mental health and things, which makes total sense from a system and admin perspective, sure, and an expertise perspective. But actually, your body is one body. It works as one, and you being bloated and tired actually can mean so many things that you want to listen to and take note of if you want to feel better. And that's hopefully what I'm going to be teaching you in this episode, okay? In other news, I've just had a very exciting week. I am slightly pivoted on an idea I had. So I think I shared in one of the episodes that I was going to do a Beat the Bloat challenge. And then I completely changed my mind and I decided to create a brand new program called the Beat the Bloat 14-day program. Just because I wanted something to go a bit deeper. I have new things, new teaching I want to share, new workshops. I want to give you some more resources and all that sort of stuff, but still make it super affordable and accessible to everyone. So the Beat the Bloat program is going to be starting on the 18th of May. So if you want to create more energy and a flatter belly, join me in the Beat the Bloat program. It's going to be so much fun. Otherwise, in the world of Kezia Hall, my life is just pants-droppingly exciting right now. I mean, what can I say? I'm just doing all the things, being so sociable. No, literally, I have gotten into Riverdale on Netflix. That's my guilty confession. So bad. It's like Dawson's Creek, but with like murder. If anyone used to watch Dawson's Creek, I watched a lot of it growing up. It's like Dawson's Creek. So all beautiful people that are probably about 30, but it's like Dawson and Joey, but with murderers. So I don't know why I'm watching it now. I'm saying it out loud. It sounds terrible. But otherwise, that's been happening. And been doing some gardening, of course. Oh, and of course, the sun was out the weekend. I mean, that's probably my latest news. I bought a sun lounger, guys. So if you are missing, you're missing out on these nuggets, these content nuggets. You should follow me on Instagram. Then you would know these things. Things like bought a sun lounger or watching Riverdale. Anyway, before I digress down a rabbit hole too much, let's get on today's show. Being bloated and exhausted. It's pretty common, right? Or some shape of this, some form of this. Maybe you're bloated, exhausted, and you have acne. Maybe you're bloated and exhausted and you've got a thyroid issue. Maybe you're bloated and exhausted and you also have PMS. Maybe you're bloated and exhausted and your joints are really sore. You're bloated and exhausted and you just seem to be gaining weight or losing weight. Maybe you're bloated and exhausted and you have rosacea, psoriasis. For some reason, it's all skin things coming to my mind. Bloated and exhausted, endometriosis, or some other diagnosis. This general flavor is pretty common, is it not? Now, I'd probably say most people have bloated and exhausted plus another thing into the mix, but it is really, really common. And because it's so common, we can trick ourselves into thinking it's normal for our bodies to be bloated, to react to food that way, for us to just be tired no matter how much we sleep. We can just think it's normal for us to have lots of inflammation in our body and to be struggling and to be finding things hard and to be feeling like rubbish. We think it's normal, but it's not necessarily normal, but it is common and it's really helpful. That's a really helpful distinction when we look at symptoms, because I know that some people think I am a little bit too obsessed with things, health, and like, oh, Kezia, you know, I'll often ask my clients really detailed questions like, what kind of house do you live in? What are your teeth like? How are your gums? I'm like, oh no, everyone just has bleeding gums. Oh no, everyone just has a bit of mold in the house and doesn't make a difference. Or everyone gets dry skin. You know, everyone reacts this way to alcohol, all of these things. But no, all of these things are the incredible nuances and language of your body that tells you something important. Now, I'm not saying that it's that we're always going to be in perfect health perfectly all the time. No, there's no such thing as perfection, but we do often as females tolerate a lot of crap. For me, that was quite literally the case, but you know, we won't go there. TMI. Although we all know I'm not afraid of TMI, guys. And I'm also recording this podcast in an evening, so I think the risk for TMI is much greater because I'm not as on the ball in an evening. I'll tell you, more likely to share all my secrets with you. But just because something is really common, just because everyone you know has an awful period, doesn't mean that that is normal for you to have an awful period and that we should all just take the pill and numb it out. No, it's actually really important that we start to tune into this language of our body. And that's what I want to talk about today, is this idea of feeling bloated and exhausted, why it's common but not normal, and what's really going on if you do feel like you're bloated a lot of the time and tired a lot of the time. So that's what we're going to dive into, okay? And if you haven't signed up for the Beat the Bloat program, just mentioning it again, I'm not sure I'll do this in this form again. It is like live in-person coaching with me for £10. That's going to, or $12 to $13 if you're listening from America, or whatever currency you are in. PayPal will do that conversion rate. Sorry, side note. But it's going to help you to create more energy and a happy and flatter belly. It is phenomenal. It's to work with me, to get this time with me is worth, I figured it out today, 200 times that amount. Just saying. So do sign up to work with me. Not sure I'll do it again. This is brand new, one-off. But I would love to help you guys. That's part of why I'm doing this. I literally just got off a call with someone and I know how miserable it is when you feel like you're doing stuff. You're not getting anywhere. You're not making any progress and you're tired and you're just exhausted and you're bloated and you're uncomfortable and you have this skin thing or this hormone thing and oh, it's just so frustrating. So if that's you, I want to help. Join supernaturallyhealthy.org/WP/bloat or just head to keziahall.com. Both of those URLs take you to the same place and all the you can easily find it in the menu tab at the top. Okay, so bloating. Common, but not normal. So what actually is bloating? I actually had someone ask me this not that long ago. They're like, well, you keep on saying bloating. What is it? It's basically when your stomach distends and it can sometimes be really uncomfortable. Some people experience it as hot. Some people can go from zero, so normal belly, to looking 6 months pregnant. That was my story. I used to get asked often if I was pregnant in ASDA for some reason. Joyful joys. I actually just went along with it and said I was. It happened so often. I just couldn't be bothered. So I was just like, yeah, I'm due in, I don't know, sometime. But it's basically that distension of the stomach. And why would you be bloated? Let's just get straight to the point here. The most common, the broad reason is because digestion is poor on a really basic level. There's either poor digestion going on and or some sort of very mild or more not mild gut dysbiosis, meaning gut imbalance. So maybe a bacterial infection, maybe even a parasite, maybe some sort of SIBO or something else going on. It'll often be one of those two or a combination of both, depending on the severity. If you just get bloated once a year at Christmas, it might just be because you've eaten too much too fast and your body's struggling to digest it. If you're bloated consistently every day and every day your bloating gets worse and worse and worse and you just have to put on those leggings by the end of the day of coming home. Remember those days when we used to come home from work? Anyway, coming home from work, you would put on those leggings. If that's you, you're probably loving lockdown life. You're just in your leggings all the time. But just because it's common doesn't mean it is normal. So it's really, really important that when it comes to digestion, when it comes to bloating, we just have a think about it. And if you do suddenly, say you maybe never get bloated before and you suddenly do, then it's just a sign. Your body is just gently saying, hey, 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 Sarah. Hey, Michelle, I'm just struggling a bit to digest the food that I'm eating. And that's an invitation for you to love and support and nourish and heal your body again. And so the most common thing, if you get very mild bloating, it's maybe just because that when you ate that specific meal, your digestive processes and secretions and the mechanics of digestion maybe weren't completely on point. And that might explain the occasional random bloating. For me, I still get bloated when I fly. So for me, I think some of that is to do with the altitude. I'd never done well with altitude. I had to get carried off on a donkey off a mountain in Morocco a few years ago. Mount Toubkal. Food poisoning and altitude. Not a great combination. Anyway, literally hauled off a mountain in a donkey. If you need an image to cheer you up, just imagine me doing that. I laugh now. It was tragic at the time. And I think I got my period on the same day as well. So on a period, on a donkey. Anyway, but if your bloating is more persistent every day and it's not just this one-off thing like me when I fly now, then it's probably because there is some ongoing imbalances with the system that is digestion. In order for you to take an apple and extract all the goodness, the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the fiber, all the good stuff from it is actually quite a labor-intensive process for your body, and it involves a lot of components. And unfortunately, a lot of those components can go a little bit awry in the process. So that's really, really common. If you're consistently bloated on a regular basis, it's your body telling you that it's struggling to digest food. And then having listened to the last few episodes around root cause, obviously your next question is going to be why? Why? So really, really important. Bloating is often a sign of poor digestion, which is why if you suddenly get bloated, you do really need to go and see your doctor, get that checked out with your primary healthcare provider, because sudden changes in your stomach, sudden pains, discomfort, any change in your bowels, you really do want to get that checked out, because there can be other things happening. So don't forget to go and see your doctor even during these times. Okay, so the next thing, if you're bloated and exhausted all the time, is, you know, if you're bloated, you're going to have poor digestion. If you have poor digestion, you actually are going to be setting yourself up more to be tired. So it becomes a bit of a vicious circle, because again, if you're not thoroughly extracting the amino acids and the goodness and the vitamin B12 and vitamin C and all this good stuff from your food, then it's really important to know that vitamins and minerals aren't just like optional extras for the body. They're not like, vitamin D, it would be handy to have that, but whatevs. No, these things play an integral role in so many pathways and so many processes of the body, which is why Hippocrates says all disease begins with the gut, because if you can't absorb the good stuff you are eating, it can hinder so many things in your body. And that's why if you come to me as a client, whether you have endometriosis or an anxiety disorder or psoriasis, we are going to work on your gut health. Why? Because that process of digestion, you absorbing and assimilating and getting all that good nutrients into your body, affects everything in your body. And this isn't just my opinion. We know this now from research. We know how much your gut health affects mental health, how much your gut health affects fertility, how it affects your skin, how it affects your mood, how it affects your energy levels, how it affects your mental performance and cognition, how it affects your behavior, all of these different things. So really, really important that if we're bloated and tired all the time, then we need to know that actually part of that, not the whole thing, but part of that could be coming from the poor digestion. But let's take that a little bit deeper. So we kind of you can probably see me tracking here in the notes that I have. We're on a bit of a cascade. So we have bloating at the start, at the top of this hill, say, and that rolls down into you bloating. That's often a sign that there's poor digestion going on. And if you, and poor digestion can lead to lots of things, but often being bloated and tired come together. So let's dive into more of that tiredness piece. What could be making you so tired other than you're not just assimilating nutrients? So we've just talked about how important and how widespread poor and how much of a widespread impact poor digestion can have on your whole body. But let's get a little bit more specific about that and put some legs and arms into this. Now, this is by no means an exhaustive list, but these are things that I see most common when clients come to me and they're like, Kezia, I'm so exhausted and I'm bloated and I'm tired and whatever else. First things first, thyroid plays a huge role and is affected by your digestion. Some of the conversion of your thyroid hormones is actually impacted by your liver and your gut itself. So it's really important that your gut is healthy and digestion is healthy in order for it to have healthy thyroid function. Whether you're hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, whether you have Hashimoto's, whether you have thyroid cancer, whatever it is, it's really, really important. And then you can see how bloating, poor digestion affects your thyroid. Your thyroid affects your, every cell in your body. And if your thyroid is not working well, you are going to feel exhausted, maybe a bit wired, but also exhausted. You might not sleep very well. Your hormones will be off. Fertility will be off. Your mood will be all over the place. You'll crave lots of sugar. You might be cold or too hot or so many different things. So that's just even, you can see how that easy cascade. Because what I'm trying to do here in this podcast is show you. So my brain, I know one of my many strengths is my brain connects dots very easily. But I know in most people's body and how we have, and conventional medicine doesn't work in this branch-like fashion. It doesn't work in this holistic fashion. It works in things being in boxes over here, and over here. Whereas actually what's really happening in your one human body, your one system, which is your human body, is you've got this kind of branch-like effect. You've got these like roots in your body. It's not everything in separate boxes. One thing affects the other. So your bloating has everything to do with the endometriosis and everything to do with your mental health and everything to do with the athlete's foot on your feet that you always have. It's really important and it's really helpful when we start to think about our health in this branch-like fashion. It can make all the difference. And I know it's something I'm really good at. That's why I often... I was just talking to a potential client just before of being that health detective. That is something I'm really good at because it's taking all these different things and creating that picture. And that's what we're doing here in the podcast. So I hope you're tracking with me. So we've got bloating. So that's often a sign that digestion isn't poor, which can be contributing to feeling tired. And if you've also got being tired going on, you've got to look at thyroid, guys. You can do a thyroid test for as cheaply as £50. If you are exhausted, no matter how much you sleep, no matter how well you eat, you want to check out your thyroid, even if it's just to rule it out. So, so important. Tests in the last couple of years are made much cheaper. It used to be that a thyroid test would be like £180. And tests, I think, will get more and more cheap, more and more affordable as time goes on. So I always run tests with clients. So really focusing on your thyroid. The next thing that bloating has a real connection with is your mind and mental health. So you've got bloating. It's often a sign that digestion isn't doing well. How else can that impact you? How else can that affect your energy levels especially? And then we have mental health. There's, as far as I'm aware, no common mental health issues that gives you an abounding sense of good and real energy. I know some with bipolar you get those kind of highs, but it's kind of not always a real or always a good energy that you have. But most of the most common mental health things like depression, anxiety are very draining things to experience from my own experience. Obviously everyone's experience is really individual with this, but from my experience I wasn't like, yay, woo, let's go, so energized. It's more like, oh, I'm too anxious to leave the house. Let's just sit in the corner of the sofa and cover myself in blankets and hope that the world just carries on without me. That it's not an energetic state, or being depressed, not an energetic state. And why is that? Because it's many reasons, but it's that link with your digestion. Really encourage you, if you have any sort of mental health issue, you want to work on your gut. So much research. It's so clear. You make... 80 or 90% of your serotonin in your gut. It's huge. It plays such a huge role. So that is another aspect that could be really draining. And the third would be your actual kind of energy production within your mitochondria. So if you've got bacterial overgrowth in your digestive tract, then that can actually affect the little mitochondria, which are the little power plants of every cell, production of energy, to put it really simply. So your actual energy production through, in terms of the production of ATP by your mitochondria, is really important as well. So it's really easy to see how common feeling bloated and exhausted is, super, super common. But actually the information you're getting from that is actually can be huge. Maybe you're bloated and exhausted and you're cold all the time. Your hands and feet are always cold. Well, then that's pointing potentially to a thyroid issue. You maybe want to explore that more with your doctor or get private testings or whatever it is. Maybe you're bloated, exhausted, and also really anxious. Okay, they have a bit of information. Gut health might be affecting your mental health. Okay, let's work on that. If you might be bloated and exhausted and maybe you have chronic fatigue or that kind of set of fatigue, then most certainly mitochondrial support is something that you need to do. That production of ATP is something that needs supporting within your body. So it's so important that we acknowledge and make space for our symptoms, that we don't fob them off. We don't think, oh, well, so-and-so's got it. It's much worse than me. So-and-so's got this thing and I am just bloated and tired. No, your symptoms matter. And also they're a language. They're your body telling you something. Okay. I hope this is helpful. It's something I feel really passionate about because I think women especially often get fobbed off in our more medical system, just because our medical system has been birthed out of a very patriarchal system. And so that's just one of the effects of it. So generally I find women get fobbed off a lot when it comes to their symptoms. So I hope this episode has helped you to be a bit more of your own health detective and inspired you to listen to your body a bit more and to take action on it. And if you do want to take more action, then do join me in the Beat the Boat program. That would be super fun to have you. But know that you're not crazy. And know that just because something is common because all your friends have PMS, all your friends are bloated and tired, doesn't mean it's normal. Your body is actually inviting you to listen to something. It's actually trying to get help from you. It's trying to just be in conversation with you and be like, hey, come and help me. So that is the end of this week's podcast. If you haven't left me a review on iTunes yet, I'd love for you to do that. Hopefully I will see you in the Beat the Bloat program. If you do join, share it with your friends, invite your neighbors, sisters, pals, mother-in-laws, pets, dogs. It's going to be so, so good. And I want as many people to be in there as possible because I know we can have a big old fun Beat the Bloat party. It kicks off the 18th of May. You can find all the links to sign up at keziahall.com or in the show notes here. Otherwise, I will see you for the next episode of this week. Sending you lots of love. And just to give you a quick heads up, if you are very much fed of being bloated, exhausted, and with PCOS or hyperthyroid or whatever your third thing is, and you're ready for change, then I have some spaces. I don't work with many clients, but I am wrapping up with a couple of clients soon, so I will have some more slots. So if you're interested, I'd love just to chat to you on the phone. It's really just lovely to chat. It's no pressure. Don't do any crazy techniques on you. It's literally just to chat. So head to keziahall.com, click the Work With Me page, and we could start soon, okay? Sending you lots of love. You can feel better. You can do this. And just because something's common doesn't mean it's normal, okay?